The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First things first, the first talkback of the day. Let's just get right to it.
Good morning. I want to know, how much did Wicked make?
Ooh.
It's a good question. I looked that up this morning.
$114 million.
That was a big one. Did we make predictions in the prediction journal on that?
I thought we did, and I did not get close to that.
It was a lot lower. I want to say, was it?
Selena? I thought that it was over under whether or not I was going to make 100 mil or not.
No, we gave specific predictions.
Let's see. Selena said 70 million. Graham, you said 100 million, and I said 93 million.
Well, there you go.
Okay, you won.
Pour me up that bowl of cocoa props.
It was so good. I want to go see it.
It was really that good?
It was really good. Now, listen, it is a musical.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I'm back
that's
out.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, and it was 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
2 hours and 40 minutes?
Holy, my God. Holy long musical.
Now, can I just say, I don't know if I was the only person on this planet that did not know. Maybe I knew at some point and I forgot.
Was this a spoiler alert?
Just bring it just in case.
Okay, just checking.
I didn't know there was going to be a part two.
I thought everyone knew that.
Okay, I must have been the only one that didn't know. Or maybe I knew at some point and just completely forgot. But once it said to be continued,
so
I was like,
2 hours and 40
what?
Minutes, I got to wait for another part to figure out what's going to happen.
Holy, six hours of musicals.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I walked out of the movie theater like, should I have stayed? Is the second part of the movie, you know, going to play right now? But then I looked at the time and it was already, it had already been the 2 hours and 40
minutes. You'd already slept for an hour and a half at that point.
So I didn't know the second part wasn't coming out till next year, November 21st. So I was like, I'm going to forget everything by then.
But they already shot the whole second part?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just, they're working on that part, but it's already done. Got it.
Okay.
Wow.
I do recommend it. You know, the music.
Well, let me ask you this, Jess, because you know myself and Graham very well. Based on what you know about us and based on what you saw, do you think we would like it?
I don't think you would, Selena.
Okay, thank you.
Because you have no heart. But what about me, someone that has a heart?
I think you would appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, why wouldn't I like it? Now I want to like it.
No,
I feel like you'd fall asleep.
She said you don't.
I feel like you would have a few drinks before going in, and then the first song, you're out.
and then that's it.
And then the 2 hours and 40 minutes that she's just passed out cold at that point. All the reaction that I saw from people that I know on social media and who I think that I would align with on tastes and movies, they all said, you got to go see it. And I was like, because I was out before. I just don't know. The musical aspect of it and the Ariana Grande gives me the creeps a little bit now. And I was just like, I can't. And
have
then all the reaction, I was like, now I got to go see it.
Have your kids shown any interest?
No. But I don't think they know.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I will say at the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to see, to look at Ariana Grande and not think of just Ariana Grande being her.
The time that she licked the donut?
Yeah, basically. But that just happens in the beginning. And then as it goes on, I mean, she really, like people said, she is perfect for this role.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's just shocking coming from you, considering all the trash you talk about her off air. You know, that's it.
We get into commercials and just what happened to women supporting women?
Second talkback of the day.
I'm flying high, defying gravity, and you can't bring me down. Good morning, JV family. This is Anthony from San Jose. Wicked was so good. Oh my God. No, I did not sing during the movie. The food smacking part, I can't guarantee though.
Oh God, I will quit. I will walk out. If I listen to that, I quit. I'll walk out in 2 hours and 40 minutes during a movie of somebody eating next to me. Oh my God.
Yeah, did you get the sense that people in your theater like knew the songs already, Jess?
A few people in my row did, but I appreciate the fact that I could tell they wanted to clap and they wanted to sing because I could see their hands kind of moving towards clapping, but they would do like a silent clap. I think they just worked. Yeah.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
And then
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fingers pointing all the opposite
weird.
Direction.
And then I could kind of hear them like wanting to sing or like sing a few little parts, but they were being very respectful, which I appreciate.
Good. Yeah. I love that. But the food smacking?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Next on the JV show, Graham, I do want to know how your weekend was, because you always, you have two Thanksgivings.
Yep,
for those
celebrated
who don't know.
Thanksgiving number one this past weekend.
All right, we'll get those details, see how it was. Coming up next,
the JV show on Wild 94.9.
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, your Glicked weekend recap. You know, it was all about Wicked and Gladiator 2. Here are the final numbers. Wicked is number one. It did 114 mil, giving it the third biggest opening of 2024, while Gladiator is number two at the box office with a $55 million debut and setting the November record for R-rated films.
It did pretty good globally, though, right? I think Gladiator did bigger numbers globally. Was that possible?
Really? Let me look into that.
I think they did over 200-something globally. I don't get it, but I heard the reviews on that one. Not as good. Another sad Monday for Bay Area football fans. The Niners went into Lambeau to take on the Packers with no Brock Purdy, no Nick Bosa, no Trent Williams, and predictably got totally pounded, 38-10. Regardless of the injured players, the Niners continue to shoot themselves in the foot with stupid penalties and critical mistakes at the most important times. The Niners are now 5-6 on the season, likely need to go, 5-1 on the remaining six games of the season if they want to make the playoffs. And the Raiders, well, they continue to raider. They lost to the Broncos yesterday 29-19 for their seventh loss in a row. Ouch!
Okay, the rain had an early start on this Monday. Light rain is predicted throughout the Bay Area, and we'll see highs in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. The next few days are just the time you've been waiting for to make some big changes in your relationship. Talk with your significant other about how you'd love things to be, and if they're receptive to it, you'll know they're in it for the long haul.
Oh, great advice.
But I guess that means if not, that means they are out.
Oh,
you throw them
flag.
Out like a big black bag of trash.
Know your worth, queen, and know your worth.
Yeah. Slay, astrology queens. Slay.
Lot of talkbacks this morning.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is Anthony A. from San Jose. And I got a comment about the Wicked movie. I took my wife there last night on a date. And the movie was actually not that bad. And the wife picked it out. I liked it because it tells you the story of Oz, the Wizard of Oz, and all that good stuff. Graham, I know you would love it. Selena, just give it a try. Have a good day, everybody.
I just don't think I can convince anyone in my family to want to go watch that. I really don't think that's possible.
I'm back in.
I am a little
back
in.
You should go watch it, Graham. Selena, don't.
Selena,
thank
stay
you, Jess.
Away. You're not allowed.
Graham, you were just talking about the Niners.
Good morning, JV Show fam. It's your boy, Kevin. Happy Monday. Short week, thank God. But cue the sad music. The Niners have no chance of going to the playoffs. Damn. Now I know how it feels to be a Raiders fan. But faithful forever, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Just a second. Hang on.
Good morning,
just a second.
Sorry.
Look, if the Niners continue to play like they've been playing and all the injuries, yeah, no shot to make the playoffs. But look at their division. First place, 6-5. Last place, Niners, 5-6. You know what I mean? The math still maths. And
okay.
Call me an optimist. The glasses
okay,
half full
well,
kind
like
of guy.
Now,
but
that's
I'm still on
truth.
Board with the Niners, and we're going to the
there
playoffs.
There you go. You're a real faithful one.
I don't know if we are, though. We keep playing like
never
that
mind.
With all the stupid penalties. We're not going to the playoffs. But if we play like we can play, like I know we can, then we could go to the playoffs. But they got to really dominate from here on out.
And they can do it, I think.
They
I hope.
They can, but they haven't really shown us this season that they want to.
Graham, how is Thanksgiving? I'm so jealous you were celebrating Thanksgiving over the weekend.
You guys, Thanksgiving numero uno in the books. And like I've said the last couple years, because my family always does a Thanksgiving, my side of the family, we do Thanksgiving the weekend ahead of time. And then I do Thanksgiving with my wife's family on actual Thanksgiving. But I'm all Thanksgiving out. That's it for me.
Ooh.
I'm ready to move on to Christmas now. Like, I've had my plate. I stacked that thing so high. I had all the food, and I was in the Thanksgiving feels, and Thanksgiving's come and gone for me. I don't need another Thanksgiving. I'm done. I'm moved on, you guys. I'm ready for the next phase. I'm going to go get my Christmas tree today.
We go through this every year. We're like, you're done with it after the first one. And Thanksgiving, the real one, hasn't even arrived yet.
I know. I forget this feeling every single year because leading up to this, I'm like, I'm starving. I can't wait for double Thanksgiving. And then we get here and I'm done with it.
Ooh.
I'm done. I'm moved on.
are you still going to wait until the second Thanksgiving to put your Christmas tree up or right before?
I'm still going to wait for the second one, but I feel like I'm ready to move on. Now let's run down the Herbert family plate and see if you guys approve or not.
Okay.
Okay. As in the as we've done the past couple years, we've done a turkey and a ham. Selena, shout out to Honey Baked Ham because I know that you know you endorse them, and I think we get both from them. We do the smoked turkey,
yes,
which is amazing, way better than that dry, boring old turkey that your mom's going to serve. I'm talking to everybody's mom right now.
My mom does make him dry.
Yeah, but not just you. The smoked turkey is way, way, way better. I forget, and I say this every year. The day after, I'm like, wow, smoked turkey. That's the way to go. So get a smoked turkey. That's the best. And then we do the ham. And they were both legit every year. Okay, now rounding out the rest of the plate, mashed potatoes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now, we had three different kinds of gravy to go on this thing. My mom went on some gravy kick this year, and we had to do a blind gravy tasting ahead of time. I know this is what white people do at Thanksgiving. And we tasted each of the gravies and then picked which one we wanted to go on the plate. Clearly, the option was number two. I don't know.
So what was different about it?
I don't know. One of them tasted a little mushroomy. The first one tasted like a little more stroganoff-y, which was good, but just didn't seem like it was ready to dive onto my Thanksgiving plate. The number two tasted more traditional. And the third one would have been fine, but just didn't have a lot of flavor.
Okay.
Number two was where it's at. All about the number two.
Okay.
All right, so we had that. Then, obviously, the stuffing, classic Herbert family recipe. My mom even asked, can I do a different kind of stuffing this year? No, you cannot. Stick with tradition. It's the best stuffing that you've ever had. And then we had mac and cheese, green peas. Obviously, those are for me because I love green peas on my Thanksgiving plate. Spinach souffle. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, what is that?
No idea.
You don't know what a spinach souffle is?
I know what spinach is.
Okay.
I think I know what a souffle is.
If you can figure out how to spell souffle, then
S-O-U-F-F-L-E. I'm a great speller.
Go ahead and Google that. And then just like, you know, bread, rolls.
Oh.
We had rolls. No green bean casserole.
What?
There was none. And that left me singing this.
Casserole. Wait, I thought for sure you guys would have a green bean casserole.
Did you hear all that other stuff? You don't need green bean casserole. I guess.
What?
That's another realization. Like, the plate is full. It's piled high. I had two plates. I went back for seconds.
Who are you?
But, like, do you really need the green bean casserole?
I don't. I thought you did.
Mm-mm. No.
Casserole.
I need the song.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, I need the song, but I don't need that. And then there was a bunch of good desserts, and you can't even, there's no room for those after you go.
I know.
After you go double plate.
I rarely make it to dessert after any meal.
Yeah. I hardly even want to drink after that, too.
Can't identify with that.
Too full.
Well, glad you had a good Thanksgiving, number one. A couple days until the real one.
Number two for the rest of us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station on a Wednesday.
No.
I wish it was Wednesday because then Thanksgiving would be tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
we'd already be on vacation.
It's only Monday. No, it's not true.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy Monday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, guys. Hope you guys have a good Monday and a good Thanksgiving. Jess. How about them Giants? Have a good day.
How many wins are we up to now with those Giants of yours, Jess?
The Giants are currently 2-9. I'm checking the standings, and they have lost 6 games in a row after they got completely embarrassed yesterday, 30-7 by the Bucks.
God. See, I thought at this point they'd be doing a lot better. So now I'm starting to think, like, is this bet between me and you, Graham, cursing them?
Yeah, to recap.
Oh, yeah,
to
probably.
Recap that bet, if the Giants don't, for every win total under 7 is the number 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many times Jess has to spin the chug wheel and chug something. So if the season finished today, she'd spin 5 times and have 5 consecutive chugs.
That's best possible scenario.
I mean, I don't see many wins left on the Giants schedule. Maybe one. I don't know.
I mean, I'll take anything at this point.
Morning, guys. I have a talk back for Jess. Wow. After yesterday's score, I'd be really considering a different team. Also, go Chiefs.
You take that last part back.
Hold on,
watch your mouth.
Would you consider?
No.
I mean, it's not like the Giants really make sense for you anyways.
Yeah, you can bandwagon over to another team.
We'll let you.
No, I wouldn't. I've already bandwagoned enough for this one that I'm like, I'm in too deep.
It's too late now.
Yeah, but when the bus is crashing off a cliff, you just want
to
like...
I guess now at this point, I only want us to do better than the Raiders because our listener said if the Giants do better than the Raiders, then he'll chug. So that's all I'm hoping for at this point.
Okay.
Dude, you know, those are the two longest losing streaks in the NFL right now, I think. Raiders have lost 7 in a row. The Giants have lost 6 in a row, and they both have 2 wins.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Now that could get interesting.
All right, Graham, there's a woman issuing a warning about the Ring cameras. Why was that so hard for me to say?
Yeah, cameras, major warning, you guys. Everybody's got a camera on their doorbell nowadays. At least it seems that way. And this woman discovered something rather shocking when she went to go review some footage from her own camera. I guess she wanted to see herself coming home from the Buffalo Bills game because she was all decked out in all this Buffalo Bills gear or whatever. Well, she got home at night and it was in the dark. And so I don't know exactly what she was hoping to see, but what she did see was shocking to her because when she watched the tape, it looked like she had no pants on. She could see her legs fully visible. And then she cuts to a picture of what she was wearing for the Buffalo Bills game. And she had like these super cute, like kind of blue and red tiger striped leggings on. You know, they're very Buffalo Bills colors, you know, but they were like those very tight, form fitting leggings. Is that what you call those things?
Yeah,
sure.
Leggings.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think of leggings as a little bit more like workout-y, but whatever they are leggings. And what she discovered was that when your doorbell camera is in like the night vision mode, it's using the infrared. If you are wearing pants that are made like these leggings that are made largely out of polyester, they appear see-through on the camera and they are see-through. The camera sees right through them.
Oh my God.
She showed that picture and you could make out her entire legs. And she says, luckily her quote hoo-ha was covered because she was wearing a longer jacket that hung down. But had she not been wearing that, you would have been able to see everything. Now this is on her own doorbell camera at home. So like, you know, no big deal. Who else is watching this?
Oh my God.
But you walk up to somebody's house that you're going to go visit. You walk in front of down the street in front of somebody else's doorbell camera and they're seeing it all. They're getting
a full view.
Now I can attest to this being true because we always had a Nest camera rather than a traditional baby monitor or whatever. We always just had a Nest camera inside my kids' room since they were kids. And that was kind of our baby. We used it as a baby monitor. And when I noticed before, I took a screenshot a couple times because when I'd get the notification, like, oh, the motion in the kids' room, and my wife had gone in there, one of the kids, you know, was crying in the night or whatever. And my wife wears those leggings type pants to bed sometimes. And I have some screenshots of my wife. I'll show them to you guys in a second. Because she'd be like bending over the crib to like, you see is her underwear. It looks like she's just wearing underwear and no pants. But clearly, she's wearing pants, but they're completely see-through on the camera.
This is like new fear unlocked. Yeah. Oh my God.
Let me show you guys this picture because I'm telling you, it's like
just turned invisible.
Her pants are not there. They are not there.
Are you sure she was wearing some?
1,000%.
It literally looks like there's nothing there. There's not even an outline or anything. They're just gone.
All you see is her underwear. They're good looking underwear though, at least. But I mean, so new fear unlocked. If you didn't already know this.
Wait, I want to test this out on my camera.
Walk in front of a camera.
Yeah, I will.
Put your leggings on. If they're made out of some kind of polyester material, there is some people in the comments dove into the science on this. Apparently the wavelengths or whatever and polyester fibers are similar.
No.
And so the infrared camera just goes straight through them. So everybody is catching a glimpse of everything under. But it's shocking how like the pants just disappear. They like totally disappear. It looks like you're just completely bare-legged or bare.
I'm shocked.
Someone might see your...
Vagine! So if somebody wasn't wearing underwear,
if you're going commando...
Oh, my God,
if you're going commando, they're seeing everything.
Whoa.
Everything. You better hope your underwear's not polyester.
Oh,
same. That would be the same issue. I think my wife got saved by some cotton or whatever.
And we can post that picture of your wife onto our Instagram story.
The JV Morning Show.
Let me do that.
It'll be there shortly.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Khalid confirmed over the weekend that he is gay. I always feel really conflicted about this type of stuff because you shouldn't have to like confirm anything. Mm-hmm. It's not like we confirm that, like, I'm straight. Guess what? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But anyways, listen to this. So Khalid's ex outed him on social media, which is totally not cool if he's not ready to reveal anything. Yeah. Like, that's just wrong on so many levels. But his ex is some singer named Hugo Diamante, who gives a fart. I never even heard of the guy, but apparently he was posting things about Khalid's sexuality on social media. So Khalid, once that happened, he just owned it. He posted a rainbow flag emoji and he said, "There y'all go. Next topic, please." He also, in a separate post, said, "I got outed and the world still continues to turn. Let's get this straight. I'm not ashamed of my sexuality. In reality, it ain't nobody's business, but I'm okay with me. Love y'all." And for the most part, everyone really, really supportive.
Obviously, as they should be.
Yeah.
Back to the original person that sort of outed him. I get that that seems, our initial reaction is that seems totally foul. But in the days of, this is just my truth, are people allowed to talk about their truth? Like, I dated this person and here's what happened, or here's why I'm... Are they allowed to talk about that angle of it, or...
I think not.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know. Yeah, I do get what you're saying. I don't think so if that person is not ready for the world to know certain things about their life, because it could subject them to...
Yeah, I mean, I guess they
negative comments or whatever.
A more or less amicable breakup, and you understand that they aren't comfortable, like they have a boundary, you know, they don't want...
They're just not ready for that.
But what if it's a messy breakup and they did you wrong? They cheated on you.
I still think
now I'm just living my truth.
Yeah, but that's still wrong to put someone in that.
I agree. No, I mean, it sounds foul, but I'm just wondering in the day, because this is 2024 and I'm just living
right. It's just your truth. It's just your truth.
Right.
Have you guys seen Lizzo recently?
I saw that picture this morning.
Yeah. Look at our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Make sure you're following us. She posted some new pictures of herself. And this one, she is nearly unrecognizable. I don't know what she's doing for weight loss. I have an idea, although she hasn't said that it's due to any type of weight loss drugs or anything like that. But she looks so different.
Yep.
In a good way. I mean, she looks great before. She looks great now. But it's like dramatic.
The unrecognizable is the best way to describe that.
Yeah.
If you had been shown this picture out of context, would you have known that was her?
No.
I don't think I would have guessed it.
I don't think so either, but she looks amazing. Go check that out, JB Morning Show. She said that she's got some milkmaid braids.
Oh, she does.
I love that they're called that.
That's an accurate description.
Yeah, so JB Morning Show, if you want to go check out Lizzo's new look. Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're getting ready to travel this holiday week and you're flying out of SFO, there's a new service being offered that you might want to try out. It's just a pilot program. Kind of sounds like a little airport joke. It's just a pilot program. but it is. It's just going to run for the next 8 months. But if it is a success and travelers like it, hopefully it becomes a real thing. Now, listen to this. I think this is cool. Because if you are flying Alaska, American, or Delta and JetBlue, you're the ones that have the first access to this program. But when you park in long-term parking, they say long-term parking lot on level 5, you can check your bag right there. You can just
put your bag
and check it. And they'll and now you can get on the little tram thing and cruise into the airport and walk in and don't have to worry about checking your bag there, whatever. So it's like a remote. They're calling it remote airline check-in service. And they're letting you check your bags in way ahead of time. Now, you got to get there at least 90 minutes before your flight. And that's going to be the problem.
Yeah,
that's like running a 4-minute mile. Nobody's ever done it. It can't happen. Actually, I think people have done that. But still.
Psychopaths.
It is. Again, this is just an 8-month trial program to see how it works and see if it makes travel easier for people. But in my mind, that is the thing. I love that idea. I hate having a bag at the airport. As soon as I can get rid of that thing, see ya. I'm so much happier. Oh, I don't have to lug that thing around or figure out where to go or get the right tag or give it to the person or put it on the scale and be judged, because they always do. That's my wife's bag. It weighs like a zillion pounds. I'm just like, what do you have in there? Like bricks? Why are we bringing that? Anyway, so if you are flying one of those airlines, you can try out that service. It launched on November 19th, so it's going on now. Again, Alaska, American, Delta, and JetBlue. Eventually, Southwest and United will have access to it in December. But those other airlines, you can use that now.
What airline am I flying?
You're flying.
I leave for Boston on Wednesday.
And are you doing the long-term parking?
There you go.
Okay, this is perfect.
Yeah. But will Selena get there 90 minutes
before? Oh, yeah, no. Actually, no.
Dang it. I don't qualify for this.
Dang it.
Yeah, you won't. You'll be scrambling.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, JV Show. Hope you're doing well on this short week and glad that you're with us and not pre-recorded. Have a great week. All right, bye.
Us pre-recorded?
Never!
Why would you say
I take offense to that. Also, I do kind of, I have just one little issue. Can I just air it out?
Yes.
Because, you know, people, when we do pre-record a show, because, you know, we do take holidays off sometimes. We are human beings, after all. People get mad at us. No, that show, that didn't pass the smell test. And then we kind of pondered the question, like, well, what would you rather there be no show? Because, like, we, you know, we want to still provide people with some entertainment when we're out.
Right.
So we'll pre-record a show sometimes on major holidays. I guess my little issue that I think about is when you listening, you go on holiday, you don't listen to the show. So, like, when you're off this week, as a lot of people are because kids are out of school, you're not up listening to the show this morning.
Good point. Here
we are. We're live. But you're not listening.
That's true.
So you get up, everybody, and call your friends that are taking the day off today or taking this week off, and you tell them you tune back into the JV show.
Yeah.
They're mad at you
on
right
the iHeart app.
On the iHeart app, and there, because they're upset with you.
Yes.
All right, just had to get that.
Are you done?
Off my chest.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm done.
Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person, of course, to guess today's bleep.word. You got to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Mm-hmm. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
Every time I notice that a woman is glowing and happy, I automatically assume that she just got. Don't you?
Yeah,
no.
Whoops.
Their bell rung. No, it's two words. It's not it.
All right,
think about what that bleeped out word could be. First and foremost, remember, this is a family show, even though the kids are out of school this week. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them are. But it's always something PG.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep. As always, you want to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. That's the only way you're going to win this chug mug. You got to guess it correctly, obviously. Leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Every time I notice that a woman is glowing and happy, I automatically assume that she just got.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a family show.
Oh,
okay,
never
remember
mind.
That
I
word
take
is,
back my all right.
Yeah, that word is always something clean, so you got to keep your guesses clean, please. Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jessica from Santa Clara. And I think the bleeped out word is proposed to.
Ooh.
Proposed to. That's a popular guess
that
this morning.
That is a good one.
Love that, but not the right one.
Hi, team. This is Christina calling out of Sacramento. I think the bleeped out word is waxed. Have a great day.
Yeah, I think sort of the same thing. No, that's not it.
Waxed.
I mean, yeah, you could be glowing as well.
Maybe getting your face waxed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do ladies do that?
Oh,
that
yeah. Maybe, probably, so, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, why not?
Good morning, Yadira from Daly City, and I think that the bleeped out word is pregnant.
Ooh, she just got pregnant. That pregnancy glow.
That's a great
that
guess.
That one being wrong just wiped out a lot of people's guesses. They're far and away the most popular guess coming in this morning.
That's okay. Such a good one.
We'll rethink this thing, people, and continue to leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Gonna play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you, yes, you, hopefully can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Every time I notice that a woman is glowing and happy, I automatically assume that she just got.
Got what?
Yeah.
Got you know what?
That's what I think.
Remember, this is a family show.
Oh, never mind.
All right, let's go to the Talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Shows. Vanessa from Hayward. And I think the missing bleep is. Facial.
Careful.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
that's not it. That was a very, very popular guest this morning.
That would
very
cause
popular
a
guess.
Woman's face to you know, be glowy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jeannie from Concord. I'm going to guess the beat out there is complimented. Bye. Have a great day.
Complimented. There's another very popular guest this morning.
Yeah,
it was not
that's
that.
A good one. After you get complimented, you walk with a little pep in your step, you know?
I think we all do.
A little extra, yep, you're feeling good.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Bree from San Jose. My guess is got a massage or massaged Bye. Ooh.
There's another one. Another great guess.
Yep.
And that's not the right one?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't even know what it is at this point.
JV Show Familia, Eric from San Jose. I'm guessing the missing bleeped out word here is paid. You know, we all love it when we get paid, don't we? Especially on this, you know, holiday. Yeah, have a good one. Straight the holidays. Love you guys.
Got paid.
Paid.
All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Every time I notice that a woman is glowing and happy, I automatically assume that she just got paid.
Yes.
Yep.
Money get your bag, you. Queen. Get your bag.
I mean, who isn't happy on payday, right?
Well, until you look at your credit card.
That's true.
And then you're like, wait, I just can move that money from here right over to there.
Yeah, or to your rent.
Yeah, and then.
God, takes all your money.
Payday, gone. It's gone.
Adulting is hard.
All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost to Eric in San Jose. What's up, Eric?
What's up?
Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. Chugging out of your brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Will it arrive by then, though? It's like shipping and then postage and handling. Then you got to get the address right. And then he's got to respond to
maybe
the email.
The
and then send it back. Yeah,
maybe 2026,
Eric, you'll get that Chug Mug. Some other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many as I thought, but there were a lot of good guesses across the board this morning. Our buddy Jared in San Bruno had the correct answer. So did Andrew in San Jose. Again, not quite fast enough. Sammy in San Jose also had it. So did our buddy David in Richmond. What's up, David? What's up?
What's up?
Anna in Santa Cruz. JV Show number one in Santa Cruz, by the way. Anna had it, and so did our buddy Athena in the East Bay.
Nice.
Amongst maybe a few other people that are coming with some correct answers. You know, way, way too late. You're getting them in right now. Can I go over a couple of the guesses that I thought were good as well
please.
That we didn't play there? Somebody guessed, or a couple people guessed, Botox.
Oh.
Got that glow after you get your Botox. I thought your face looked kind of lumpy and weird when you first got it done. And then, like, day two, day three, it settles in.
No, you do have the lumps, but it's only for like the first few minutes.
Oh, it's just like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just my wife's face that stays weird for a day or two. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Wow.
It's a joke.
That's
rude. Somebody else guessed Starbucks. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ladies walking out of Starbucks.
Always happy.
Like a little strut, you know, like, oh, got my Starbies.
Even
look
better, Starbies at Target, because you're walking out with Target bags and Starbies.
Here you go. Got all my essentials plus my Starbies. Here I am. Food was a very popular guest this morning.
Yeah.
Ladies food will make us happy.
Yeah, because you guys are so hangry. Why do ladies get so
it's
hangry?
True.
I do, too, though. I get very, very hangry. Flowers was another popular guest. And then somebody said divorced. Which, in some cases, I'm sure that's like a great weight.
I love that.
The divorce is final. Time to go out and slay. Single queen slay.
Yes, that's hilarious. All right. Thank you all for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow at 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Welcome back on this Monday. Hope you're having a great morning so far. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Tina. Hi.
Hi, Tina. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. It's just a little bit wet over here in San Jose. So you know how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, rainy start to this Monday. Any big plans for the Thanksgiving? You going to travel anywhere?
Yeah, actually, I want to go see my sister and my family up in Hollister. So, yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Is that really up in Hollister,
Selena? I think it's down.
I got to look at a map, but
I think it was more down.
Up from San Jose?
No, it's definitely not.
Got it. Just checking.
Hey, you know what? Let Tina live, okay? It's just her truth.
Okay, you're right.
It's your truth,
it
Tina.
It's her truth that she wants to drive backwards from San Jose to Hollister. That's fine.
All right. This is the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Tina, we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct. If you do that, you win
four tickets to the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink.
Let's get right to it. Here's question number one. In 1997, the Pathfinder spacecraft landed on what planet?
What do you mean the spacecraft, Earth?
What'd she say?
Sorry.
Is Earth your guess?
Yeah.
Nope.
It landed on Mars.
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 Oh,
great. I'm going to quit the show.
What a good one I'm starting off with. Yay.
All right. Okay. All right. Question number two. This might be tough because your geography is not good. We'll go right into a geography question.
Right.
Question number two. Washington shares a border with what two other U.S. states? Washington.
Oh,
not Washington, D.C. Washington. Like where Seattle is. Washington.
I'm so bad. I'm going to lose already. I'm Oregon and...
Careful, hey! Careful.
No cussing. No swearing.
Oh, sorry.
No cussing.
Sorry.
We're going to have to...
This is a family show and it's Thanksgiving.
We're going to have to get you off the air.
All right.
So sorry.
Washington shares a border with what two other U.S. states? You've got one, Oregon, and...
Oh, Take a guess.
Stop Googling.
Oh, Lord.
She's looking,
I don't even know.
Seriously,
okay,
looking at a map. Just guess. No, hold on. Just guess.
You're going to run out of time. Oh, no.
I'm going to run out of time. Let's just say Nevada.
Nope.
That wasn't the worst guess ever.
Right.
Idaho. Washington shares a border with Oregon and Idaho.
Yeah, you are. Question number three.
That's the reason why I didn't want to say it.
All right, here's question number three. Pigs in a blanket consists of biscuit or crescent roll dough wrapped around what?
A hot dog? Wieners?
Yep.
I mean, mini weenies is what we were really looking for, but we didn't want to call your man out like that. All right, question number four. On June 15th, 2007, what man officially retired from hosting The Price is Right?
Bob Barker.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay, strong finish.
Yeah.
Strong finish. 2 out of 4, not bad.
But yeah, that you didn't... Not only did you win, it's okay, baby girls.
Have fun playing the game. Thank you.
Good. We're glad you had a good time. I'll tell you what, though. Don't hang up. Thank you for playing. Have a great rest of your day,
Happy
okay?
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Hang on.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
So Liam Payne was trying to escape his hotel room through the balcony. So here's the deal. So Liam hated being holed up in hotel rooms. Like, you know, he had to deal with that a lot when he was in One Direction. Mm-hmm. And escaping through a balcony is something that Liam has done before. Most recently in September, his bodyguard was concerned that he might be on a drug binge or whatever. So he was forced inside a room in this rental house that he was staying at in Florida. And Liam used a garden hose to get down from his balcony. Now, fast forward to that fateful day at the hotel in Argentina. Remember how he was being disruptive in the lobby and had to be carried back to his room?
Yeah.
So the surveillance video from that is out and it shows him conscious. Like even as they're putting him in his room, he was conscious because he was resisting. He didn't want to go in the room. It's also evident that he told employees that he would use the balcony as an escape because after they put him in his hotel room, one of those employees called 911 and said, quote, I don't know whether his life may be in danger. He's in a room with a balcony and, well, we're a little afraid.
Okay.
Now, yes, Graham, did you
I was just going to ask this because I haven't watched the security camera footage, but I saw a still from it this morning and there was like four guys carrying him through the lobby.
Yeah.
Is that like he's getting sent? That's when they were taking him back to the room?
Yes.
So he's conscious, but they are physically carrying him.
They are physically carrying him because he did not want to go to his hotel room.
Got it.
Now, remember the coroner said that Liam may have been unconscious when he fell.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else says otherwise and says that he was intending to escape. Like the fact that he had a bag strapped around his shoulder because he was leaving and he was going to like go places. Oh. So he had a bag around him. He also put on a hat before trying to leave. And that hat was found, you know, on the ground near him afterwards. So, you know, he was on the third floor. He was, I guess, trying to get down to the second floor balcony right below and then jumped to the ground from there. And we know this because 2 days later, one of his bags was found on the second floor balcony and it had a bunch of pills and like a little bottle of Jack Daniels in there. Like he threw it down first before lowering himself, but then he didn't make it.
But then he slipped or something.
Yeah. As for the claims that he was unconscious, chickadee, check this out. There's a lot of people that think authorities in Argentina are trying to protect the hotel, and that's why their main focus has been finding who supplied him with the drugs, finding out how he got these, because that would take a lot of heat off the hotel, not caring about his well-being and just stuffing him in a room, knowing he could be in danger.
Got it. I mean, yeah,
this interesting.
The story really went from when it first broke, it sounded like it was intentional. Then it sounded like maybe he,
like,
you know,
like
was
awful
unconscious.
Accident.
And then now it was like, no, he was maybe trying to scale down the building to get away. But then, you know, that's dangerous in itself, especially when you're in the state that he was under the influence of a lot of things. You should not be climbing on high heights at that point and then, you know, slipped and fell. So it's more or less.
New development.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Crazy.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you haven't stepped outside yet this morning, then you might not know that the rain is back today. Man, it was nice yesterday to see some sun and just like, oh, yeah, this is great. So Stormwatch 2024 rolls on here on the JV show inside our live Doppler Weather Balloon news desk, the Drew Tuna. And the good news about this storm is it's not going to stick around for too long. The bulk of the rain should be just today, probably some showers and some sprinkles tomorrow as the remnants of the storm move out of the area. But after that, you guys,
yes,
the sun will return to the skies. Yay! For the rest of the week, and the Thanksgiving forecast looks pretty good. This is welcome news for particularly residents of the North Bay who got pounded by that
so
atmospheric
hard
river bomb cyclone combo. They're still cleaning up from areas that flooded. And while today's rain doesn't look like it's going to be anything like that rain, it's already causing problems. Those of you that are headed to the airport today to travel for Thanksgiving, check your flights, SFO flights. There have already been 3 flight cancellations and 174 delays, and that was just as of 7 o'clock this morning.
God.
So things are a mess, and things are a mess at a lot of airports around the country. There's a lot of winter storm warnings for people all across the country, so air travel is going to be a little messy this week people are delayed in other airports and then, you know, subsequent delays here. But after today, though, and probably through tomorrow, then our forecast here is good. But the rest of the country, a lot of storms going.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Liam Payne. The latest details surrounding his death is that he was using the balcony as an escape. He hated being like locked in hotel rooms, which is exactly what they did that day. And he was trying to scale down to leave the hotel.
Good morning, JV family. Mama Albert here. Happy Monday. See, I said it before when you guys had this conversation about Liam trying to escape. I said he was trying to escape his pimps, the girls' pimps, because he didn't want to pay, and they were trying to get that money. And maybe he was either pushed off or he was escaping so he wouldn't get beat up. You know, just saying. Have a good...
Whoa! I mean, both of your theories are still wrong, though. There wasn't any pimps in the hotel room he was trying to escape from.
We don't know that,
and he wasn't
though.
Pushed.
He was trying to leave.
Maybe
for
he was trying to
reason.
Escape because he knew they were going to show up, or they were already there down in the lobby waiting for him. And he's like, going to climb out the balcony.
I don't know.
Because what doesn't make sense to me is why the hotel room was so adamant on, like, you need to get back in your room. Why not call the authorities while he's in the lobby instead?
Maybe they're just doing him a solid. Like, dude, you're going to get arrested here if you're making a big scene. Like,
stay in your room,
get back in your room.
And settle down.
Although 4 guys carrying him back to his room.
That's weird.
But maybe they're like, this guy's so out of it, he can barely walk. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was on
good
one.
Morning.
Yeah, he was.
JV Show, this is Eddie from Wanna Creek. I told you guys that there were some suspicious things going around Liam's death. And I said, when he went down there and they say he was irate in the thing with his laptop or whatever, that's because somebody went into his room. Those people were being shady, and the whole story seemed shady. I knew it.
All right, maybe you did know it.
No, I mean, somebody could think that his room had been ransacked and was ultra paranoid because he was on 10 different drugs at the
That's
time.
True.
You know, that'll make you think a lot of different things. I don't know what to, we really don't know what to believe. Although, with this amount of surveillance footage and stuff, I feel like somebody does know, you know.
Right.
There's obviously pretty clear evidence of a lot, you know, exactly what transpired.
And the truth will come out. You know, I think it's starting to unfold a little bit. So it will come out. All right, how many days till Thanksgiving?
3.
1, 2, 3. She's counting it up.
I just like making
sure. Do you count today?
Yeah,
as a
like,
day?
Do we count today?
I don't think so. I think start tomorrow. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
that's how I would count. I don't know. So you guys know I'm flying to Boston on Wednesday.
That's right.
For Thanksgiving. This is going to be my first Thanksgiving with my husband's like entire family. Mm-hmm. Some of them I met, a lot of them I haven't. So I am actually like really, really nervous. And one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving, aside from the food, is getting to dress up all cute, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
On a cute little fall outfit, a cardigan.
Love
me some cardigans.
Thanksgiving's got cardigan written all over it.
Anyways, I don't get to do that this year.
What do you
Why
mean?
Not?
It's Boston. There's no better place to unveil your latest cardigan.
I know, but I guess because this is the first time in a long time that the entire family is getting together.
Uh-huh.
We have to wear matching t-shirts.
What do you mean?
Like Thanksgiving t-shirts.
Like they have a big turkey on them?
I don't think so. But
well,
it says
on them.
It says like Thanksgiving 2024, and it has some design.
And they're including you in it.
Oh,
yeah,
like so
that's really nice.
Does it have like the family name on it?
No, it just says Thanksgiving 2024.
But then how do you know who was there at Thanksgiving 2024? Okay. I thought this was like my family. I thought this was just what us white people did. You know, we have these family reunions and sometimes everyone makes a shirt for it. But it says it says the year and it says, you know, Herbert family or whatever.
Right, but this isn't like a family reunion. It's just a Thanksgiving.
But how do you know? Okay, never mind.
How do we know who was there?
Yeah, I'm getting sidetracked.
Because if you have a shirt, you were there.
Right.
So did they have to ask you for your size ahead of time? Or do you already have the shirt?
We already have the shirt.
Oh, you already got it.
Yeah, but I haven't opened it, so I don't really know exactly. You're asking what's on it, a turkey? I don't know, maybe. I haven't opened
the
package.
Well, that does make it easier, because now you don't have to. Like, you're not going
to
be judged.
But I wanted to wear a fall outfit!
Yeah, but what if you wear the wrong thing, and then now everybody's going to be wearing the same thing, so it kind of makes it easier on you. You don't have to find an outfit.
And plus, it's a shirt. You got to layer a cardigan over the top of it, right?
Should I still do, like, turtleneck under the t-shirt, cardigan over?
Yes, that's very great. I like that. Yes, make sure their turtleneck is involved. And wait, I'm shocked you haven't opened it for a bit of a fit check.
I have not.
What if they accidentally sent you like a 2X?
They better not
have. Things like dragging on the floor.
I
you know
hope
what I mean?
Not.
They're like, we don't know what size she is, but we've seen on social media the bazoomers, well, and I don't know, so we order a 2X.
I mean,
just
I
in
ordered
case.
It myself, so I, oh, I know, the one, I know okay. my size.
Okay, got it. I thought maybe the family just sent it to you, like, here's what you're wearing, wear it.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is like tradition for them, if they do this every year, you know, but I was looking forward to like a cute little fall outfit. Not going to happen. And that's fine.
I think it's kind of fun.
That's fine.
I like the idea.
I've always wanted to do something like this with my family, but they would not.
Matching t-shirt.
Yeah. Like I always see everybody, especially like you said, Graham, you know. I see that it's WPS sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm a little jealous sometimes. I'm like, dang, I kind of want my whole family to, you know, go to a park, have a little reunion, and everybody wear a shirt that says 2020 whatever.
I feel like it's got to have like a saying on it. So something like 2024 Herbert family giving you the bird, and you know, it's a Thanksgiving shirt.
Yeah,
you know.
That's a good one.
I feel like it's got to be something like that
I
printed
that.
On the shirt. Something a little catchy.
Yeah,
little catchy.
This one doesn't say anything.
Dang it, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
We should start selling Thanksgiving shirts that say that.
Yeah, giving you the bird. I'm sure somebody's beat me to that one.
Dang
it. Thanks a lot, Internet.
Browse the Internet. Anyway, so yeah, that's my Thanksgiving outfit plans. What about you guys?
We don't do that. I'm trying to think if we have any Thanksgiving traditions. I talked about earlier this morning when we signed on this year. My mom had a blind gravy tasting, and we had to taste 3 gravies. And
do you guys
do
that every year?
No, this was year 1, and I imagine it's here we go. Next year there's going to be 4 gravies, and the year after that's going to be 5.
Whoa!
And guess what? They all taste like gravy. Whatever. My mom, when she first brought it up, she's like, "Okay, so I need everyone. We're going to do a blind gravy tasting," and I was. Everyone was like, nah, I'm out. You could tell, like, she was kind of offended. And Kate's like, I think your mom really wants everyone to do the gravy tasting, so just do it. And I was like, I'm back. I felt bad because everyone was like, well, how are you going to do it? Is everyone going to be dunking the same spoon into the 3
things? Oh, yeah,
that's gross. We don't want everyone double dipping the gravy. You know, my family's real snarky. Everyone had some comment to make. And I think my mom was hurt a little bit. So then she poured the gravy onto each person's spoon.
Okay.
That's how we didn't cross-contaminate the gravy, the gravies, but we did a gravy tasting this year, so maybe that's our new thing. I don't know.
What'd you guys do with the gravy that everyone didn't like? She just, like, threw it out?
I think it still was out there as an option when dinner was served. You just knew, like, oof, that's gravy number 1. You don't want that one.
No, too mushroomy.
You want number 2.
But somebody has to have it. If not, will mom get her feelings hurt?
I don't think so, because I think she weighed in as well which one she liked the best.
Okay.
This is very white gravy people. Tasting. This is very WPS. This is very WPS.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Raquel from San Jose. Happy Monday. It's a short week. It's Thanksgiving week. Just wanted to wish you guys a great short week. Happy Thanksgiving. And be safe out there. It's very wet. And some people don't know how to drive. Bye.
That is me. I'm some people.
Every time it rains, everyone forgets.
Well, it's scary out there.
It's not that hard. Just slow down and stay off your phone. You'll be fine.
Okay. You really think so? Even me, Graham?
Nah, I take that back.
Dang it.
Yeah. So, great news for cheaters.
You guys, New York cheaters, rejoice. Celebrate in the streets, because after 117 years of persecution, a law there has finally been overturned. You know, they've had a 117-year-old law banning adultery. Under that law, it was a Class B misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail for engaging in sexual intercourse with another person at a time when he has a living spouse or the other person has a living spouse.
Wow.
Clearly a male-focused law trying to bust ladies, and that was part of the reason this was repealed, although it has very rarely ever been enforced. They say the last time anybody has even tried to use it was in 2010. Married woman was caught in the act with another man who was not her husband on a picnic table in a public park. They later dropped that adultery charge. I think they were just trying to throw the book at this couple for engaging in some public fornication.
Oh, but anyways, oh my God.
Great news for our New York cheater listeners, of which I know we have several. Do you guys think that cheating should be a criminal offense?
Yeah.
Like, don't go to jail, but have them do something.
No, go to jail. Go to jail.
Maybe, yeah, go to jail.
I'm fine with that.
I'm good with, like, do something that's going to make you not want to do it again.
Now, normally I'd be on the other side of this one, not because I'm a cheater, but because, like, it's ridiculous. Like, well, we don't need a law against that. But I feel like we do apply the law in other parts of marriage. Like, for example, here in California, I don't know if this is true for every state, but if you give a woman an engagement ring and the engagement doesn't go through, legally she has to return that ring to you. It belongs to you because that was part of a contract.
That would be agreement.
It's an agreement. Mm. Well, part of the marriage agreement is that you're not supposed to cheat on your person, right?
Thank you.
That's true.
So shouldn't there also be some sort of legal... Now, again, do I want to see people going to jail for cheating?
I do.
No. Selena does.
I do.
Selena does. But I almost feel like there should be some sort of,
like,
legal
compensation,
ramification.
Right? Like, if you cheat, you know, $500,000.
Now, I'm not...
But something doable. Like, who's going to...
Yeah,
who has that?
Nobody has that.
$50,000.
No.
Nobody has that either.
Yeah,
this is 2024 in the Bay Area, Jess. Ain't nobody
jail
got that.
Time, you can do that whether you like it or not.
How about some community service? Like, when you're driving down the highway, you just see a bunch of men and women in, like,
red jumpsuits
or something, and it just says, cheater. I'm sorry,
it
I cheated
cheater,
on the back.
Yes!
And they're picking up the trash on the side.
And then I'll keep driving by throwing more stuff at them.
I'm okay with
that. Take that, you cheaters!
I'm okay with that if it was just community service, because then if you don't show up for that, then jail time.
And then you get sent
to
jail.
I like that.
Now,
Let me set it up.
I'm not a divorce attorney. Sometimes I play one on this show. Is there, and someone can answer this on the talkback, like, you know, there's all these prenuptial agreements and things like that. If somebody cheats, do those things get voided? Like, do you end up, can that person then take you for more than half or whatever because you're the reason? Again, we entered into this legal binding agreement of husband and wife or whatever it may be. And then somebody cheats. Now they're in breach of that contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can they then, is the prenup and other things like that, do they get torn up? I don't have the answers to that.
Think it can, but that has to be stated in the prenup.
Got it.
Like, if this person cheats, this is what happens. Or if this person cheats, this is what happens. Mm. And normally it's like a huge amount of money, at least when, like, celebrities do it.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe, I mean, you could say that, hey, if one of us cheats, then this whole thing, we just rip it up.
Back to my original argument, there should be some sort of legal ramification. Like, you shouldn't have to include that as a clause in whatever, because a marriage is...
Right. It's a legal agreement.
It's a legal agreement, right?
Yeah, it is. Hey, leave us a talk back. What do you think? Should cheaters face consequences legally?
Legal consequences.
I think yes, absolutely, 100%. But let us know on the talkback,
Mike. I'm with you.
That's always open there on the free iHeart Radio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy Monday.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Any chance we could get a little play of that green bean casserole? All right, man. You guys have a good one. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Did he just make a request
for the world's greatest
green
Thanksgiving
bean
song of all time?
Song?
Hell yeah. Green bean casserole. I want my green bean casserole. Give me green bean casserole. Hey, I need my green bean.
Yes.
Do you remember how to make the green bean casserole?
Okay.
He gives very specific instructions in this number one Thanksgiving hit of all time. So, we know who sings this song?
No. I have no idea.
Me neither. are we going to put out a Thanksgiving album someday?
Yes.
We should. Yeah, yes. Next year.
Any brand of green beans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Itty bitty baby bacon bits.
Skipped a step, but okay.
Yeah, but I'm just going off of what I remember.
Got it.
Mushroom soup.
Okay.
That's all I remember. What's left? What's left?
Something crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy what?
Crunchy. Crunchy.
All right, everybody get your recipe cards out. Crunchy bits. And get ready because you're making this on Thursday.
A big bag of green beans. A Haley Randall do. One can of mushroom soup, baby. We're not through.
No, we're not through.
Maybe need a crunchy onion.
Salt, babe.
Little bitty bacon bits. I'll tell you what you got.
Get you in the Thanksgiving spirit. I don't know what will. You just quit at this point. Just stop. Yeah.
When that dude brought those lyrics to his bandmates and he's like, we got to get in the studio. We got to record this. Do you think they were like, what the hell is this guy smoking? Or they're like, yes, let's get an endorsement from Campbell's Mushroom Soup.
I don't think they were on board in the beginning.
No. I just want to know the motivation behind making the song.
He just loves his mom's green bean casserole.
Yeah, could be.
You know? All right, so we were talking about cheaters because that cheaters ban in New York was just overturned.
Finally lifted after 117 years. You could be charged with a Class B misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail for cheating, although that law very rarely ever enforced except for way, way back in the day.
Right. So we were asking, should cheating have legal ramifications?
Good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. I think the cheaters that get caught should wear a shirt that says, I cheat on my wife. Have their Instagram blasted and people can DM them and say whatever they want. If they fail to for like 3 months or so, they go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Let me know.
How about that? Yeah, you don't have to report to the court or to any probation officer or anything. You got to report to social media and post. There has to be a post.
That is like
admitting that you are the cheater.
I mean, that's the same thing as jail at this point.
The only reason why I don't like that is like, what if that person doesn't have a lot of followers or, you know, like the world needs to know, not just the three people that you have.
Point. But it's still, I mean, it's the most public humiliation that you can get now in today's world is on social media, right? And I'm sure there'll be some other sites that then aggregate all that and post it to everybody.
True, true, true.
Okay, guys, good morning. No idea about the question Graham just asked, but let me tell you, if there weren't a bunch of men and women on the side of the road with little cheater vests on cleaning up, can you imagine how much cheating would be going on between the men and the women? No, we have to keep them apart, okay? You guys rock. Good morning.
Hey, thank you for
that's
that
talk.
That's a good
point.
That's hilarious.
She's commenting on my idea, which was that a community service, no actual jail time or monetary fines. You got to do some community service. And I said, what if the people picking up the litter on the side of the highway were all wearing jumpsuits that said, I cheated or
sounds
whatever.
Sounds like a great way to meet other cheaters to cheat with.
Right. It's just like a dating site for cheaters now I've just created on the side of the road. God.
Well, what if for cheaters they have to wear something that doesn't allow them to get busy for like a whole...
Well, like a chastity belt under lock and key?
Holy 1600s. What are we doing here?
Hey, that'll stop them.
Okay. Lock and key. You gotta wear some steel panties.
For at least 6 months.
But that's not fair because that means that you can't do anything?
Nope.
Well, you shouldn't have cheated.
Yeah.
But even like, what if somebody wanted to play the downstairs DJ?
Nope.
Wow.
You know, shut that off or get a metal grinder.
That
luckily, I own one of those.
You do? Okay.
I mean, just fine.
Good for you, Graham. Good for you.
You guys don't?
No.
Wow. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
One more cheating talk back. Just one more.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Ed without the haircut. I got an excellent idea for men who cheat as a punishment. They should go play for the Niners. They won't be able to score anymore there. I'm coming for you, Graham.
I'm coming for you, Grammy Graham.
Too soon.
Yeah, a couple things.
Way too soon.
And secondly,
guess what? You suck!
That's our buddy Edgar without the haircut, who is a diehard Raiders fan. Let me know how that's working out for you.
Yeah.
Seven losses in a row. Seven losses in a row! Ouch! But yeah, he's spot on. Niners can't score.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Kendrick Lamar name dropped Lil Wayne on his new album. He's got a new song on the new album called Whacked Out Murals. As you know, when Kendrick was announced as the Super Bowl halftime headliner, a lot of people were disappointed because they thought that that honor should go to Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Even Lil Wayne himself said he was disappointed by the NFL's decision. So here is a clip from Kendrick's new song.
Used to bump the Carter 3. I held my rolly chain proud. Irony, I think my hard work let Lil Wayne down. Whatever, though. Call me crazy. Everybody question.
So he was like a big Lil Wayne fan.
But now his hard work let Lil Wayne down.
Yeah.
Because he earned his spot hosting this Super Bowl halftime show. And not you, Lil Wayne.
Not you. A little further down in the song, he says that nobody congratulated him on the halftime gig. Just one person.
Won the Super Bowl and not the only one congratulate me. All this is agitated. I'm just glad they show their faces, quite frankly. Plenty artists, but they outdated. Old ass flows trying to convince me that you they favorite.
So is he calling Lil Wayne outdated and he has an old ass flow?
Or is he taking shots at some of the other people that didn't congratulate him? He says Nas. Does he say Nas was the only one that congratulated him? Where's my buddy Nas been? What's he been up to?
I don't know. I haven't heard his name in a minute. I don't really care.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
Not a Nas fan.
Really?
I just don't care for
it. Illmatic? One of the best albums that's ever been.
Cool story. Cool story.
Just saying. Look, hashtag just saying.
Lil Wayne took offense to everything Kendrick said in this song. He posted online, let's not take kindness for weakness. Let this giant sleep, I beg you all. No one really wants destruction, not even me, but I shall destroy if disturbed. What if we get a Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne rap battle? Yes, like new rap
it.
Beef.
I am here
That'd
for
be crazy.
It.
My...
Okay, whose side are you on?
Lil Wayne.
I mean, I've been a fan of Lil Wayne
for
longer.
That one
actually might be a really good battle.
Yeah.
But Kendrick makes a good point. Like, hey, he worked hard for this. It's not his fault that they didn't pick Lil Wayne.
It's not.
Agreed.
Because who would turn it down to be like, oh, no, give it to Lil Wayne.
Right.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, he deserves it way more than me. I can't do a guy. He deserves it. You go, give it to him. I think there's been a huge misunderstanding that you think I would want to host the Super Bowl halftime show. No, give it to my guy over here. Yeah, good point.
One more thing on Kendrick Lamar. Maybe you guys have seen some of this online, but every time Kendrick drops an album, the Warriors win the NBA Finals. Like, everything lines up. It happened in 2015, 2017, 2018, and 2022. And now we have a new surprise album from Kendrick.
Who discovered this parallel?
That, I don't know. I don't know who was the first person to notice.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, the finals are not technically until 2025, but the album did drop during this season. Do you guys think the Warriors will take this?
I mean, the Warriors off to a very, very hot start to start this year. A surprisingly good start. I don't think anyone thought that they'd have the record that they do right now, and they're sitting atop the Western Conference, last I checked. I don't know if they're right there. And is this their best shot in recent memory, the last couple years, to win it?
I think so.
Well, now they have to.
Yeah, they can't let Kendrick Lamar down.
Yeah, until Sabrina Carpenter puts on a Warriors jersey and it's all over. But then Drake shows up wearing his Golden State Warriors jersey, and do those two jinxes counteract each other?
And then Selena goes to the game,
and then that supersedes everything. And that, you're right, Jess. Good point. And then the season is most definitely over.
But I thought that was really interesting. So we'll see if that tradition continues.
I like that. Help the chances.
Yeah. I really quick want to give an update on Diddy. You know, Friday he was back in court for a pretrial bail hearing. His third time trying to get out on bail.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the first thing that his team had suggested to the judge was like, hey, let Diddy out on bail and he will stay on his private island, Star Island in Miami, in his mansion.
Stop it.
Where there's only one way in and one way out. He can't leave. Yeah, there's a dock, but he won't have a boat. So where is he going to go? The judge said that's not going to work.
Good.
They're like, okay, well, what about this? What about this? Now they're recommending that Diddy stay in his Upper East Side apartment there in New York, where he would have three security guards with him at all times. He wouldn't be allowed to leave. He wouldn't even be able to make phone calls unless to his legal team. And his team is saying, look, this is even more restricted than him in jail. Like, he's not going to be able to talk to anybody. So why not just let him out? A judge says that he is going to have to get back to them. He's going to come to a decision sometime this week. But what do you guys think about that?
I'd rather keep him in jail just because he's a monster.
Me too. And I'm glad
private,
that...
The private island one is just insulting to all human beings.
Why would you
beings.
Even try that?
Like, you know, he'll just be there on his private island. God,
it's,
shut up.
You know, a judge still has to rule, but it sounds like prosecutors obviously are not going for it. They're like, okay, you're going to have three security guards with you that are on your payroll. You're paying them. How do we know we can trust them?
He has too much power.
Yeah.
Too much power.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. This is your big reminder, you guys, that if you have not yet started out to thaw your turkey, the window may have already passed.
Uh-oh.
What do you know about thawing out your turkey?
It's four days before, right?
Well,
it's 3 days before.
Now, look, I've got the official answer. It all depends on the weight of the turkey. And if you are going to safely thaw a turkey. Now, most people think, oh, you just take it out of the freezer and just throw it on the counter. The old health department says, no, that's not the answer, Sway, because the outside will thaw faster than the inside. And now you've got the outside of the bird getting to room temperature and sitting there for a long time. And that puts it in the danger zone where bacteria and stuff starts to develop while the inside still may be frozen. And so you're thawing out your bird, but you're putting yourself in danger of some serious repercussions, which you don't want. Now, if you want to safely thaw your bird, you're supposed to take it out of the freezer and put it into the refrigerator and let it slowly come up to the temperature, but all while remaining in totality at a safe temperature, which is of obviously being refrigerated. Now, it is up to you to do this. And look, the window may have already passed because it's based on the weight of the bird. If your turkey, it's 4 to 5. Scratch that. I want to make sure I get out the
strike
right.
Strike that from the podcast.
Take that out of the podcast. Okay. To safely thaw your turkey in the refrigerator, roughly one whole day for every 4 to 5 pounds. That's the 4 to 5. Had that backwards. One whole day for every 4 to 5 pounds. So if your bird is 20 plus pounds, you've already missed the, if you got a 25 pound
turkey.
That's
a giant bird.
Yeah, it's a big one. A lot of people cook the real big bird for the big family. Mm-hmm. You've already missed your window. So you're going to have to do another one of the techniques with like thawing it out in cold water. Ooh. There's some other options out there for you.
Dryer.
But the best way to... No, you do not use a blow dryer on your bird.
That's gross.
If you want to do the method, if you have a smaller bird, there's still time. Take it out of the freezer. Put it in the fridge.
I like to take it to my local... No, McDonald's and just put it under the hand dryer.
Hold it in there and let it warm up. That way it's getting the germs off of it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart. I like that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
So my daughter, who I'm not allowed to talk about on the show anymore.
She doesn't exist in my mind.
She's about to be a teenager. Thank you, Graham, for saying that because she would like all of us to forget her existence. She is so embarrassed by me because I'm such a not cool mom that I'm not allowed to talk about her on the show anymore. I can only post her on Instagram if she approves of whatever the post is. Anyway, she's not listening right now, so I can talk about this. She casually mentioned to me the other day that her and her friend were doing the WAP dance at school.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should I be worried about this?
As in, like, the Cardi B?
Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes.
Very worried, yes.
What did that dance look like? I guess I need to go back and watch the video.
She said that, and I was like, what? You're doing what? And she's like, Cardi B, WAP, come on, Mom. And I'm...
Doesn't that involve some like being on the floor and like shaking?
I don't know. She said it was a TikTok dance and like an old TikTok dance and that I should know what it is. And
I remember when I watched that video here on my computer, I had to go to like 7 hours of training with HR after that because that video was like very
risque.
Yeah, I hope your daughter's not doing that dance. If you even have a daughter, I don't think you do.
Yeah,
I don't remember
if
her
I
at all.
If I did have a daughter, I don't think. Yes, it's that one.
I'm showing Selena right now, and it is...
No, you can't do that.
I don't think... No, you can't do that at school.
No, definitely not anywhere. At school or the workplace.
A lot of things shaking.
No, I don't... Was she doing that?
Yeah, probably. But good thing you don't have a daughter that we know of.
Because if I did, she'd be grounded.
Right.
For life.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, this concerns me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. Thank you, Jess, for showing me that.
Ooh, sorry.
Anyways, can't wait for your daughter to grow up, Graham. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will, nope. I will be living in an Amish country at that point. And we will be raising our family Amish.
Oh my God.
Jess, how was Friendsgiving?
It was so fun. I told you guys that I was going to go to one and I was stressing out because...
What's it like?
It's very nice.
Having friends?
It's great.
To have
it's
a Friendsgiving with.
Oh, it's
it
fantastic.
Warms your heart up.
Yeah.
Oh, but
sounds so fun.
I also was stressing out a little bit because I was like, I am not really going to have that much time to go home to Selena's, cook something, then be on time to this Friendsgiving. So I was trying to figure out whether I was just going to go to the store and pick something up or... make something. I ended up getting some help from my mom, so I just ended up making something.
What did you make?
It was just a Mexican like macaroni salad. But you guys, I survived. We had a lot of drinks.
Wait, I need to see pictures of the struggle salad. Do you have pictures?
Oh, I don't.
I saw, yes. Can I enter this into evidence, Selena? Yes. Because I watched Jess's Instagram story over the weekend, and it, you know, you could see in the background and some clips of the Friendsgiving.
It was very not Friendsgiving food.
Can you get a regular plate? What are we doing with a paper plate on Friendsgiving? Put it on an actual plate.
I'm not mad at the paper plates. Yeah, I go paper plates.
We don't.
I'm mad at it.
I'm not.
Like, we put the least amount of importance on the plates.
But every other day of the year, fine. But this is the one day. If you're hosting a Friendsgiving, get your six plates out of the cupboard and actually use them.
No, I disagree. Paper plates.
It's
no.
Easier to clean
I'm
up.
Just saying, just it just, out. In my mind, on the when you're social media and I see the plates of food, I
were
don't care
judging?
How pretty it is when you throw it on that old paper plate and everyone's got a different one. Could you at least get matching paper plates for the day? I'm judging.
Well, if I ever host... I'll take that into consideration.
Just one regular.
But I'm not picky if I'm the one showing up to somebody else's house.
Okay.
But I did try a new drink, you guys. I don't know if we've talked about this before. It's the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. Have you guys heard of this? It was so good. I recommend it. This is the new thing I want to drink now every single time. Because it does not taste like it has any alcohol in it. It just tastes delicious.
Is this what you're drinking on our photos from home at JV
no.
Morning Show on Instagram?
No, photos from home, going now.
Because you're chugging something here.
No, that's
here,
a buzzball, right?
Yeah, that is a buzzball.
Well, it's Mountain Dew color. That's why I thought maybe they had their own edition of it.
Graham, have you never tried a buzzball?
I don't know that I've ever had a buzzball. I've seen them. Never drank one.
Unpopular looks like opinion.
Looks like a giant headache, if
I
you ask me.
I don't like them. It is instant headache.
I don't like the flavor, and I feel a little bit of trauma that comes with buzz balls because it just, you don't end up feeling great the next day.
That's what I'm saying. That thing looks like Hangover City.
Yeah.
Did you get that dress from your Velma Halloween costume?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And I was never Velma.
Wow,
I was Daphne. I was Daphne. Get it right.
Okay. It's like, sweet, I do get to wear this thing another time.
Huh? I'm like, this is very Thanksgiving Day color.
It is.
By the way, JV Morning Show, we're looking at our pictures here that are posted to our Instagram.
Well, let's see your outfit.
Selena's in her fall feels.
I'm
on
in
her
my
photo
fall
from
feels,
home.
All brown outfit. This is my photo with my espresso martini to match.
Cute.
Did you guys used to rip on me for liking espresso martinis?
Yeah,
and here
until
you are.
Until I tried one.
Then once you have a good one, you're
so
like,
good.
The bad ones are bad, but when you have a good one, you're like,
they're
whoa,
so good.
So good. What's with the TV screen on the table back there? Who's behind you?
My daughter's tablet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So you take that.
I was
with
doing
you
everyone a favor.
Do
at
you
the
take
restaurant.
It with you everywhere you go?
Not everywhere. I actually couldn't find that one for a long time, and we just found it in the stroller when we were out shopping yesterday, so it came in handy.
See,
so.
I'm judging, but I'm also thanking you, if that makes
right.
sense.
Right, it's like that or screaming kids.
Right, and
know?
If I'm at the other table, I'm like, look at this. I have to have a screen at all times. But also, I'm like,
yeah, my kids do.
But they're not
they
screaming, so I'm actually in full support. It's like,
yeah, I prefer this.
All right, my photo from home, which again at JV Morning Show on Instagram. If you want to see it, it's just a picture of my brother and my mom, and then my daughter Quinny Bird. She hopped in and photobombed
aww.
The picture. This is, we celebrated Thanksgiving at my parents' house in Chico this past weekend, so it's a little family
cute.
Picture.
I love that.
I'm like zooming in to see what your mom's watching on her phone.
She was trying to show us some video on social media of some woman that she thinks is hysterical.
Your mom's and on TikTok? She's on TikTok.
Oh,
it must be a TikTok
is.
Video, but she's not on TikTok, but it was some woman that was reacting to comments about it. I'm just like, this isn't, and she's trying to, this. She's like, she's so funny. I didn't laugh one time. Mom, this is not funny. Get some real funny.
If your mom does make a TikTok, which I think she should, I would like to follow her.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Let her know.
Yes.
Get that one follower.
She'll have all two right. followers.
Check out all those photos on our Instagram. You're not following us on Instagram?
Wow.
What?
No respect.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.